720 WGN. Good evening, John Landecker. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, going all the way until 10 p.m. this evening. And what a show we're going to have today. First of all, we're covering the radio station with Happy Sauce, as you might be able to deduce by the intro tonight from that film way back then. What was that thing called? It slips my mind right now. At any rate, we are going to cover the station with Happy Sauce because with us is an author named Deborah Mallow. Deborah, good evening. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, Happy New Year, John, and everyone listening. Happy Sauce is good for me, too.
I told you. Hey, I'm not lying when I said we were going to cover the station with Happy Sauce. Now, listen. Yeah, she has a book out. She's an expert in being happy. But, you know, I got to say, what intrigued me was not the picture of you holding a coffee mug that says smile, not the picture of a coffee cup that says hello, sunshine, and has a bouquet of daisies coming out of it. No, no, it was the title of your book, which is How to Live Fewer Days That Suck in 6 Easy Steps. And I just want to tell you, Deborah, you had me at suck, if you know what I'm saying. And I was like, you know, this has got a little edge to it. It isn't just coffee cups and slogans and daisies. This is something else. So let's get right to it. I mean, who doesn't want to have a happier life? And you have, who doesn't want a life that doesn't suck? I certainly don't. And you have come up with 6 easy steps because this has been your background. I mean, this is what you do. This has been your career. So, and this is a book, by the way. So we've got some time. Lay it on me. What are the 6 easy steps to live a happier, fewer days that don't suck? How does that work?
Well, the way I laid it out in the book is, and it's double pages of everything we need to do not to make the day suck, like walk away from negativity, happiness is our decision, overcoming fear, no excuses, all those things. So I broke it down into 6 steps, and each step has double pages, and it starts with the decision, because we have to make the decision to engage a positive mindset. And guess what? We're all in control of our thoughts and actions. It's up to us to either go negative or go positive. And I'm a positivity expert, so I say go positive.
Well, of course, you're a positivity expert. I don't think I've heard that expression before, but I like it. I think more people should be expert in positivity. But, you know, making, you know, a decision is just because you make a decision doesn't mean necessarily that people take action. I know you know what I'm talking about. I mean, it's not that easy just to say, yeah, you know what, I want to live a happier life. You know what I mean?
So the next thing you need to do, the next step is ditch bad habits. Mm. And we talk about it because it's very easy. In my book, I do visualizations. I do things that you will remember so that when you start to go down the rabbit hole, you stop yourself and you focus on something else, whatever that is. I mean, it could be gratitude. It could be your work. It could be going out to dinner with a friend. Mm-hmm. So many things to stop yourself from going down that rabbit hole. And then it's all about our mindset. We choose positive or negative. And once you do it over time, you practice, it actually becomes a habit because our brains love patterns. So we make that pattern, that habit, and our minds gravitate towards that. And when you feel good because you accomplish, you do something good for yourself, you love yourself, you just crave it more. It is a process, but believe me, I was a negative and I turned positive. And then it's about taking, and you said it, John, the action. We have to take action. And it's just a matter of making the decision to do it. And we're all capable. And then it's the attitude, and then it's the commitment. And all of those things, you can't discredit the strategy until you try it.
Right. That's true. We're talking to Deborah Mallow, who is the author of How to Live with Fewer Days That Suck in 6 Easy Steps. And we'll take some more steps when we come back on 720 WGN. John Landecker with author Deborah Mallow, who has written a book, How to Live with Fewer Days That Suck in 6 Easy Steps. By the way, that happy sauce clap was from the film American Beauty that had Annette Bening and Kevin Spacey. I spaced on it when I got on the air. At any rate, so just to play, well, not devil's advocate, but I mean, I'm sincere when I say, you know, identify, you know, give up your bad habits. And maybe this is a naive question. Do we know what our bad habits are?
Well, I think bad habits are things that bring you down.
Yeah.
Positive habits are things that lift you up.
Right.
So I think we all identify with the things that don't make every day perfect, maybe things that get in the way of just living a life that you love and don't enhance your life.
You know, I don't mean to be naive by saying, do we know what our bad habits are? Certainly, we do know, as human beings, what our bad habits are, at least as far as maybe overeating, you know, drinking too much, who knows what, you know, behavioral habits that we know are not healthy for us, but we do them anyway. But that's not all of it. I mean, I think what you're talking about, correct me if I'm wrong, are our mental bad habits. Am I correct?
Well, I'm talking about everything that gets in the way of living an intentional, enjoyable life. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not enjoying your life, I think we miss out if we're not present in the moment. And when we have all these things swishing around in our brains, it's very hard to be present and enjoy the moment.
True.
And there's so much in life to enjoy. And I speak from experience, meaning that I pulled myself out of situations like that. And living this way just feels so much better. And I think people feel stuck so many times. And it's hard to disengage from those habits. They almost feel like old friends, but they're really not. They're not enhancing our life, and they're actually hurting us so many times. I'm sorry. Please go on.
No. I was agreeing with you. I mean, just because negative bad habits can be comfortable, because getting out of them seems like it's just too much. I just as soon stay in the comfort of my bad habit. But that means, of course, that we get to step three, which you call the mindset, which is not being, rejecting that negative thought. Yes?
Well, absolutely. What we can do to actually help ourselves. And it really, when you think about it, and I think we can all relate, our brains are powerful. And we choose whether we think negative thoughts or we think positive thoughts. Mm-hmm. That circular thinking, that worry, that fear, all the things that cause us to go negative. And just time, slow steps to overcome that is so freeing.
So we have the mindset, we have the action, we have the attitude, we have the commitment. Those are the final steps that you've put in your table of contents that are in this book. So after you've made the mindset, you know, taking the action, and then the attitude, how do you keep it? How do you keep that attitude is what I'm looking, I guess what I'm getting at. If you're doing this, how do you maintain it?
And I want to actually preface it by saying, that not every day, I say in my book, not every day is peachy, and some days might feel like the pits. But if we have a positive attitude, where it's much easier for us to walk through the difficult times, to gather up our resilience, and to overcome it. Because some days suck, and more days can be enjoyable, and you have to be able to ride the wave and say to yourself, I can do this. I will go positive. I will try to find simple solutions because I know that I'll get through the tunnel. I know that I'll see the light. It's just being positive. It's how we talk to ourselves in our brains, you know, our thoughts. And again, I just urge everybody, I know this sounds, it's Pollyanna and everything, but it really does work if you take control of your life, of your thoughts. All of us, we really can, because I said the human brain is so powerful, and we all can be more positive than negative, but it is a choice. It is a decision.
So besides the title of these different steps, what in your book do you include to implement them?
So what I do, because as I said, it's not a chapter book. Yeah. They're double pages of choose your own path, align with your destiny, believe and stay positive, don't give in to intimidation. Mm-hmm. You are who you think you are. You know, if you think that you're hot stuff, you know, you're going to act like that. And that's a good thing. We are who we think we are. Be kind to yourself. Because we all need to realize self-care isn't selfish. I call it survival. Now, on each of these double pages, what I do is I break it down. There's a commitment. And then I ask questions that you ask yourself. And then there's action items, words that will help you not go down a rabbit hole. There's action items. There's a mantra on each page. And then there's tips. And then the end of each step, there's a summary and a long page that you can write down aha moments so that when you're feeling sort of blue, when you're feeling you're not up to your, you know, up to snuff, so to speak, you can reread, you can read your aha moments and snap yourself out of it. When we distract ourselves, let's say we just go to exercise, those endorphins start percolating, and we feel good. We need to have these little things we can do to stimulate our endorphins, the dopamine and serotonin, to lift us up. Even doing something nice for someone else, that also triggers the serotonin and dopamine. When you do a truly selfless act, it stimulates the brain's reward center. This is proven by science. It's not Deborah just saying this. So it's just all of these little things are on each double page. So it's easy to consume, it's easy to read, and it's easy to remember because there's little trigger words that you can take along with you every day.
I'm guessing that it's also easy to get. Would that be right?
Well, actually, it's in about 2 weeks, it'll be available on Amazon and in other bookstores and everything. So it's if everybody just writes down the title, 6 Steps to Fewer Days That Suck, and in 2 weeks, you can have it. And it's a little book. It's only 128 pages. And you can read it on the toilet each morning because it's just double pages. 2 minutes. That's all you need for each double page. And you will, I really think your audience will feel better. They will feel that they have tools and to actually help them in difficult times. Or when somebody gets their goat, I have things about that too. People who are just rude, or people who try to bring you down, or manipulative people.
Oh,
all that's covered.
So you have a website?
I do. It's The Daily, spelled The and D-A-I-L-Y, Daily Decisions with an S, D-E-C-I-S-I-O-N-S.com. And if you go to the Daily Decisions with an S.com /inspire, you can join my Positive Energy Club, and you can download Happiness Motivation Feel Good Activity Worksheets, which are a perfect companion to 6 Steps to Fewer Days That Suck, but they also are great standalone, and it won't cost you a cent. And I would be happy to chat with anyone. You can email me, whatever you like. I respond.
Well, thank you for being with us, and I must say you you talk the talk and walk the walk, because I feel covered. I don't feel that things suck right now. Thank you.
Yes.
And I feel like I've been covered with happy sauce. So thank you, Deborah. I appreciate it. And I hope people take you up on your ideas and check out your website and then the book when it comes along in a couple of weeks. Thank you for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Happy New Year to all. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Deborah Mallow.